Coming up on Supernatural Confessions.
Then she was growling. I was like, hey, siala, macam siala. Suddenly, out of nowhere, she goes, fire.
Supernatural.
Is anyone here? Can you please give us a sign?
Supernatural. Confessions.
Welcome back to Supernatural Confessions. I'm your host, Timo, and this is where we discuss all things supernatural. More importantly, this podcast is where we hear from everyday people and their not-so-everyday experiences. We invite you to join us on our Facebook page. Just search for Supernatural Confessions, and also on our website, supernaturalconfessions.com. If you've got a story to share, or even an interest in being a part of our show, that's where you can reach out to us. On this episode, we have a chef who had his own taste of the supernatural. Here's Jane Franklin with the interview.
You might recognize the voice of our next guest. He's a celebrity chef, familiar face on the Surya channel, and he also runs the restaurant Central Thai. He met up with Eugene and I after work at Coven, where we conducted this impromptu recording. Bob is a big man with a tough demeanor, and to hear him say that he almost pissed in his pants during his last supernatural encounter only made his story that much more believable.
So my neighbor was a Chinese, very staunch Catholic Christian. Wow. That time we were already teenagers already. I just tell you the address is 16 Toe Close. Okay. Really, 16 Toe Close. Very creepy place. Very creepy place. One night, the parents wasn't home. Obviously, we had a house party. Booze, drink here, drink there, all drinking. But I wasn't drinking. I never drank before. Okay, I wasn't drinking, so I was clean. This particular time, when we had the house party, my friend brought KTV hostess. They came around 2-3 a.m. We were there already. Relax. And I know her. I know her, like, my friend already. Then after that incident, we get to know that she has something. She was keeping something. I forgot her name. Okay, let's call her Amy. My friend was coming. Hey, macam. Then Amy came in. Amy was at this. She was at the gate already. Looking worried.
She was looking around.
Looking around. Then, she asked me, hey Bob, kenapa ramai orang kat luar? Why so many people outside? Macam, eh sial. Just pressure, eh tak adalah, diorang pun nak party je. Masuk. She was like this. Alamak, then I was like, fuck lah sial. Macam, eh.
You knew.
I knew lah babe, see lah semua, goosebumps lah. So there's a swing lah, and at the house there's a swing. She was sitting at the swing alone, babe. Cross-legged on the swing. We were all partying money. She was alone, just sitting down there. Then she's just rocking herself. And then we just realized, and then my friend realized also, my friend that bought her. This was something.
Something's not right.
I go at the back, and then just wipe. And then she was growling. I was like, hey, sial lah, macam sial lah. Suddenly, out of nowhere, she
oh my god!
Macam sial lah!
Seriously?
Serious. All the guys, my friend also, bring her inside, pin her down. Five of us cannot pin her down. I was holding her leg, I was scared shitless, almost kencing. And then the friend told us, ambil benang, tie at the toe, something like that.
A piece of thread.
Tie at the toe. I was like, that time I wasn't pious. I never sembahyang solat. I don't know even an ayat in the Quran to protect myself. I was really scared lah, babe. Then everybody said, let's get her out. Get her out of the house, out of the place. But my friend asked her, Siapa kau?
Who are you?
Siapa kau? She was still growling, babe. Seriously? Siapa kau? We just brought her out. Of the house. They get out, they were driving the car. I was riding motor, you know. I was like, hey, sial lah, relax lah, wait for me lah.
So I'm not seorang.
Me and my friend lah, we riding motorbike. They get out already, then just we went to Masjid Al-Ansar in Bedok lah. Just outside there. realized that they were in the car there. I don't know, they were struggling, but I was in the motor lah. So once we are there already, then they say, okay. That was one of the scariest shit that I encountered lah. Seriously scary lah. Thinking back about this, I cannot sleep.
Thank you, Jane and Chef Bob. And if you have a story of your own as well, reach out to us at supernaturalconfessions.com and we would love to feature it in our next podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the show. Supernatural Confessions is free to listen to wherever podcasts are available. All we ask is that you consider helping us grow our podcast by sharing it on your socials and giving us a 5-star rating or review wherever you're listening from. It really does help. And for more information on Supernatural Confessions, find us on Facebook or visit supernaturalconfessions.com. Until our next episode, my name is Tim O, and you're listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Supernatural Confessions.